This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We invite you to the newest feature on our website, the Wiki. Wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I, Wiki. freetalklive.com. It is a totally user-editable experience. You don't have to make changes if you don't want to, but if you go into the wiki and you see some information that you think is, I don't know, inaccurate or needs to be modified or added to, you can do that, and so can everyone else. So it's quite an interesting dynamic, and everything that you'll see on the wiki was completely created by the listeners themselves at wiki.freetalklive.com. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you should know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So last hour, we just kind of started talking about this idea called Ave Maria, which is a Catholic town, which is being built as we speak in Florida, 32 miles east of Naples. Now, that's kind of in the middle of nowhere. That's sort of
in the middle of the Everglades.
Yeah, exactly. It's a swamp, essentially.
It's a 5,000-acre tomato field that's being converted into a town.
Aha. Okay, so decent. That sounds like decent land. Probably yeah. It's land that the owner of Domino's Pizza completely owns. He is the sole owner of this land, and he is going to turn this into a Catholic community based on his ultra-Catholic conservative principles that he has. He owns every plot of land in this community, so therefore, man, which if you wanted to go and buy a house in this area, you'd have to agree to whatever terms of the sale that he wanted to, right? I mean, he could literally set... He could exclude people from buying homes if he wanted to. He can exclude certain businesses from coming in to the area as well. So this man is in total control over this property. And I am in total support of it. And I'm not a Catholic. I'm an atheist. I will never set foot in this particular town. But I'm totally in support of this. And you took some offense, I think.
I think it's weirdness. That's all.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. What's weird about a guy having a vision for the kind of area that he would like to live in? What's weird about that?
I don't know. You know, he's right there on the interstate. You're going to have to drive through. Basically, going to be on the interstate, I would assume, because Naples, Alligator Alley runs between Naples and Miami. So everybody's going to have to go through his Catholic paradise in order to get to Miami.
Oh, I thought Naples was off the interstate. Isn't Naples? No. Naples is west of the interstate?
No. Right.
Okay, so, Torgo, if you can pull out some extra highlights from this as far as what they have planned for this community, I'm sort of interested in that. Do that while we go to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, I think this private community thing is a great idea. You know, it's people taking matters into their own hands, and instead of using mommy government to, handle their security and enforce whatever morality they think should be enforced on people, they're just, using their own private property to do it. It's totally libertarian, totally voluntary.
Yeah, I totally support it. And they might not have libertarian laws in this private community. It's probably going to be anything but libertarian as far as the rules are concerned of this area. But the way they're approaching it is libertarian. He's not trying to impose...
And practical. It will work.
Yeah,
like they can do it.
He's not trying to impose his set of rules or his value set on an existing populace, which is what we have today with our government that we have today. It's different interest groups fighting for control of government so they can impose their will on everybody else. This guy's saying, okay, forget about trying to take control of a certain area. I'm going to go over here to this tomato field and create my own Catholic paradise, essentially. And I say go for it, dude. I think it's exciting. And
right.
It's also exciting because it'll take people out of this the current society that we have. This will attract only the most extreme religious types, right? I mean, who else would want to live in a place like this?
Well, Manwich thinks it's weird, and I do too, but what other kind of, private communities might arise in? What about the Free State? Maybe this idea will be tried up in New Hampshire, and people will...
Well, essentially, New Hampshire is this idea.
No.
The Free State's similar to this.
Well, that's a whole state, but I mean, even New Hampshire state government, I think you would agree, needs to be, made smaller.
Sure.
And absolutely.
So this could be a means of doing that. If people are taking, everything into their own hands, it sort of makes this central government irrelevant.
Yeah, it does. And the Free State is similar only in the way that it's a group of people moving and voting with their feet, a group of people going to a place to have a life more to their liking. But in the Free State, I think, as Luke is suggesting, within the Free State, you're going to find, likely, private communities like this. For instance, there are some Free State members that are devoted Christians. There are some Free State members that are atheists. I can very easily see a group of libertarian Christians, for instance, creating their own sort of enclave like this, to where they wouldn't allow in any sex shops or anything like that. I think it's a good idea, and I fully support it. Luke, any other thoughts for us?
I think that's it.
Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So this is different in that we've talked about how there was kind of a Free State ripoff group out there, the Christian Exodus group.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different idea from this in that the Christian Exodus is looking to take over an entire state. They're looking to turn a state into a theocracy. They're looking to turn a state into a religious-based area where they set whatever kind of God-related rules, and everyone living in that state would be subject to those rules. The Domino's guy is simply saying, fine, we're going to go over here into our little community. I'll set my own rules and allow in who I want to allow in. Now, there's 11,000 possible homes here, Torgo.
Right.
Is there a demand for this?
Well, there is. Actually, it looks like this whole thing is going to work out. The developers are close to leasing 60% of the commercial space already.
Wow.
And they've received
that
some...
must mean the commercial people think that there's some serious demand.
Absolutely. And they've received some 7,000 inquiries from people interested in buying homes, which will go for less than the median price in the nearby town of Naples. So
that's good.
The housing is inexpensive, and they have, of the 11,000 homes that they're planning on building, they've already had 7,000
well,
inquiries.
Naples is one of the most expensive housing markets in the nation. I mean, it's phenomenal what a house can cost in Naples.
Yeah, the median house value there is $500,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like $480,000.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. So 7,000 people have inquired. No, that doesn't mean he's going to sell.
So you can still make a fortune by building houses, you know, building 7,000 houses in a tomato field 30 miles east of Naples, sell them for $350 a piece, and make a fortune.
And he's already he already has that fortune as well, which is how he's bankrolling all this.
Yeah, well, he's spending $400 million of his own money into this whole project.
Right. Investing. I mean, he's not spending it.
Right.
He's going to make his money back and some.
I'm sorry. He's currently bankrolling the $400 million cost of this.
He'll probably open up little Catholic enclaves all over the nation.
Oh, by the way, I think it's going to be interesting to find out how the water system is done here. How is how's water going to be provided to these homes? How is electricity going to be provided? I mean, what's he going through to get the basics taken care of?
In most cases, the counties in Florida pretty much handle the water, so
right.
You can work with the county to get water sent out. You'll have to pay for the piping and all that stuff, but it'll certainly be worth it in the long run when you're selling 7,000 homes that you built pretty much from scratch in a tomato field, and you suddenly are selling them at $350 a pop.
Now,
God knows how small the lots are.
Now, since he actually owns the entire city, and he's going to resell. He's going to sell property from
right.
the city. But I wonder if there's going to be some sort of a government. I mean, what form of government will they have here? Will he be the monarch of the area, since essentially he's the king of all the property at this point? Or
I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Yeah.
All I know is he's going to be retaining ownership of the commercial property, which will then be leased. I'm not sure about the residential property. So.
Oh, that's nice for him. Leasing out the grocery stores, leasing out all
yep.
the... Wow. Yeah, this is going to be good money for him.
Yep.
It's a
very
good idea.
Smart.
Hey, people with big bucks out there, this is something you want to pick up on. I mean, create a community based on one particular section of America. In this case, it's the Catholics.
A large section.
Yeah. Do it for the Christians. Man, talk about some big money to be made. Hey, and people are going to be happy. They're going to be living next door to people that they know have been approved by some sort of approval board.
You think they're going to have a priest blessing all the water that goes through the municipal system so it'll all be holy water?
Maybe they'll have an auto priest. Like, they can... So, somehow, I don't know, denote a machine as the blesser. Yes, you can, here, at this point, you machine can bless all the water. More coming back, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to visit and enjoy, and if you like what we're doing there, we want you to sign up for the updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That way you'll keep up to date with any changes to our website or anything that we have to announce, you know, any news about Free Talk Live. You'll find out first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Get you all signed up. All right, so we were talking about this Catholic town idea, and I think it's, personally, I think it's brilliant. Torgo, were there any more highlights from this article that you wanted to point out?
No.
The founder of Domino's Pizza, multimillionaire, big money bags guy, he goes out and buys a tomato field. He probably already owned it. Probably that's where they got the tomatoes from for their business, but anyway, he's got this huge, huge property in Florida that he's turning into an 11,000-unit, subdivided. He subdivided it
right
into 11,000 different little pieces of property. He's going to sell them off to people. And the intention is to create a Catholic community, a devoted Catholic-based community. And it sounds from the article like he'll consider allowing regular people to live here.
Yep.
But he's in charge.
But in fact, they'll be living by whatever Catholic rules he can impose.
Right. He's pointed out that if a pharmacy wants to come in and open a store like a Walgreens or a CVS or something to save on, that he will be able to ask them, he's going to ask them if they're going to sell prophylactics, if they're going to sell birth control.
Right, he would prefer they did not sell contraceptives.
Right, and if one of the businesses says, okay, we won't sell contraceptives, he'll give them the business. It's also going to be leased, so if they all of a sudden decide to start selling contraceptives, he'll be able to pull the lease out from under them. So really, it's totally going to be under private control. Some people might be a little bit scared by that idea, that you know, one man is setting the rules for 11,000 people. But that's okay, because they're coming in on their own. They're coming in
voluntarily. And they can leave if they want to.
And they can leave. There's not a Catholic fence surrounding them, keeping them from going out. So you're entering this community totally of your own volition. And it's going to have a set of rules. There's probably going to be all kinds of restrictions on, you know, when you can be out at night if you're a kid, that sort of thing. I would never want to live there myself, but I think that we should have more of this kind of stuff. I would like to see more movements like this, more movements of people getting together that agree with one another, because I don't think we can all get along. I've come to the point where I really don't think that that's possible, at least not with the government around. At least not with this big, coercive state that we have here in this country, because it's too tempting. Having the government power just sitting there is too tempting for people that want to control others. And lots of people want to control others. The Christians want to control the gays, and some people want to control black people, and other, groups are always fighting for control over each other via the government.
And some people want to control their wives through private agreements, which is okay.
Anything private.
Poor people love to control the rich, and the rich love to control everybody else.
Yeah, it's really just a sick process, and the government enables everyone. If we didn't have this big government that we have, then maybe we could all get along a little bit better. But nonetheless, I would still support people sort of splintering off. You know, if you're an ultra-right conservative, go move near some other ultra-right conservative. Don't sit around and complain about how, there's all kinds of bad stuff on TV and you don't like what your neighbors are doing. Shut up and go somewhere else. Go find a bunch of other people that agree with you and live with them. Doesn't that make sense?
You used a couple of terms that we often aren't clear on what they mean here in the show. What is right and what is a conservative?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you consider yourself a ultra-conservative, whatever that means.
I would have considered myself an ultra-conservative at one point or another because I was very fiscally conservative.
Yeah, but you also have been known to go to strip clubs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I'm certainly not a moral majority type.
Right.
You're definitely not socially conservative. Not in any
definitely
way.
Not.
But do you see my point? Do you see where I'm going? I think people who are of like mind should really get together. And that's, of course, the entire idea behind the Free State Project, which is naturally the sponsor of Free Talk Live. And by the way, you should check out the First 1000 pledge within the Free State Project if you're interested in this idea of moving together with others who agree. Now, in the case of the Free State Project, it's not a religious thing at all. In fact, there's a variety of people from all kinds of different religions. People from all over the world are members of the Free State Project. So it's not religious-based in the least. It's people that believe in freedom, people that believe in liberty, all moving together to the same state in order to have that freedom and liberty. And if you think that that's a neat idea, First 1000 Pledge is probably an idea you want to look into, which essentially says, I want to do it sooner rather than later. Because the Free State Project is a long-term thing. 20,000 people have to sign up. Once the 20,000 people sign up, and of the 20,000, we're almost at 7,000. So we're getting there. But it's going to take a little while to get to 20,000, and some of us are in a bit of a rush. We want to get there, and we want to start this whole liberty thing as soon as possible. So if you think liberty should be worked on sooner rather than later, visit the First 1000 pledge at freestateproject.org. All right, so enough of that. Speaking of freedoms lost, let's talk about New Orleans. This is actually a story directly from a man named Mr. Machiafava. After meeting my youngest daughter, Christy, as reported on a blog. After meeting my youngest daughter, Christy, my adopted daughter, Kelly, along with the rest of his family, needing to pick up something, I asked Kelly to drive to Tanger Factory Outlet. This is just outside of New Orleans. She dropped me off in front of the store. I ran in and out in less than 2 minutes while Kelly circled the parking lot. While waiting to check out, I noticed an older guy standing right outside, staring intently at me. I knew he was either an off-duty cop or he had just called the cops on me. Yes, I was openly carrying a gun, which is quite legal in Louisiana. Now, I don't think there are very many states where this is legal. New Hampshire is one of them, and apparently Louisiana another.
And Arizona.
There you go.
And Vermont.
And Vermont. The state constitution clearly states that open carry is legal.
Well, you know, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be. I mean, if you're showing, it's one thing to be hiding it, you know, but then perhaps somebody could get belligerent with you and didn't know you had a gun. But
indeed.
Why in the world would anyone care if you had a gun out in the open?
Well, apparently the cops did. It does, however.
Now, they should be able to bar you from their business. I mean, if I don't want you to come into my Hallmark store packing heat.
Absolutely.
I can very easily say, you know, I'd prefer it if you'd leave your gun outside or you didn't come
cover
in.
It up.
Thanks.
Yeah. It does, however, the state does retain the right to regulate concealed carry, something that it doesn't come into play here. Sure enough, as I was paying the cashier, a Gonzales police car came cruising by slowly. After exiting the store with my purchase, I got into Kelly's car, and within seconds, the cop turned on his lights and blipped his siren. Boop, boop. Kelly exited, and the cop told her it was me that he wanted to talk to. Carefully, I approached Officer Rome and asked why, and he asked, why was I wearing a gun? After telling him every citizen had that right, he just stood there speechless. I asked if he was aware of that.
Yeah, of course he wasn't.
But still, there was no answer. It took three further queries before he finally answered, no, I didn't know that. Seemingly satisfied, he handed my driver's license back to me, and I heard him tell headquarters to print him out a copy of my driver's license info. At that point, I knew that they were about to do something. I got back into Kelly's car, not wanting to alarm them. Sure enough, as soon as we exited the center's parking lot, four Gonzales cop cars swooped in true TV cop fashion with guns drawn and lots of loud shouting. I slowly again exited the car, hands away from my side. Yes, I was roughly handcuffed to the point of having red marks on both wrists 3 hours later on.
Wow.
I was transported to Gonzales Police Headquarters. There, Officer David Bro was trying to figure out just what to charge me with. Since he was holding Louisiana revised statutes, I suggested he read a certain section, which was called Illegal Carrying of Weapons, which he did. I tried in vain to explain to him that there's nothing in the entire book which prohibits anyone from openly carrying a weapon in Louisiana.
Because it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, it's in the state constitution. His response? Tell it to the judge. 800-259-9231. The law disrespecting the law. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dorgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams on there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, two sizes to fit everybody for free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a story in Gonzales, Louisiana. I think it's somewhere near New Orleans. I could be completely wrong about that. But anyway, a guy was walking into a store, open carrying a firearm. That means that he probably has some sort of a gun holster on his, you know, his hip or something,
right,
or in front of him, and he had a firearm in there. And he was in the store. Somebody noticed him and called the cops on it.
Now, here's what I understand is, like, he could be a security guard. You know, like, why would somebody call on this
Because
guy?
It's a gun. People get freaked out by this stuff. It's what happened to one of the Free State Project members who was in a bookstore, open carrying his firearm. Some Massachusetts resident was up there shopping to save sales tax, spotted him with the gun, and made a call to the National Police Department, or wherever it was that he was.
Mm.
And then the cops came in and shook him down. In the case of New Hampshire, the guy got his gun back. In this case, things went a little differently. In the case of New Hampshire, the guy was allowed to go back into the store, have his gun back, and everything was fine. In Louisiana, the guy had his gun confiscated, he was arrested, and then while he was in jail, he was talking to one of the cops there and said, look in the illegal carrying of weapons section. There's nothing in there that says you cannot carry a gun openly. In fact, in the Louisiana Constitution, it specifies that open carry is completely legal.
See, now, this is where this should be fine. Everything should be fine and dandy, except that the cops should be sanctioned for, A, not knowing what the law is, and, B, enforcing laws that don't exist. Like, the judge, he should have to tell it to the judge, just like the cop said. The cop said, you know, when he's tried to inform him of the law, the cop said, tell it to the judge. He should have to tell it to the judge. And then the judge should sanction these officers for not knowing what the law is and enforcing laws that
when
don't exist.
When you say sanction, what do you mean?
I don't know. Take away a month's worth of pay.
That'd be nice.
Put him in jail for a couple of days. Put him in jail for as long as he had to be in jail for.
It would be awesome if cops could see some sort of punishment like that, but they can't. This cop's not going to find any sort of punishment as a result of mistreating somebody or completely manufacturing the law.
I mean, this is completely law-abiding citizen here.
Yes. Another officer below transported me across the Mississippi River to the jail in Donaldsonville. On the ride over, I tried to explain to him what the law states and the rights of any citizen.
Of course, he doesn't care at that point.
But, yeah, by the way, I guess if you've already been arrested, fine, but there's no point in arguing with the cops. It's not going to do you any good. I mean, there's no point in even having conversation with them. It's just going to possibly make them angry. I mean, they don't have the ability to change the law. They don't know what the law is. They're not going to go and research the law because you claim that they're making a mistake. They're just going to be annoyed that you're even talking to
them. Well, they're not held liable for it. There's no real reason for them to be right.
There's no incentive for them to care.
They could be they could be concerned about promotions in the future, and certainly it doesn't look good, but that's only if people above them care. But if the people above them want them to do it, then, well, they just fall right in line.
Right. Actually, I'm kind of glad he ended up talking to the cops, because if he hadn't talked to them, then he wouldn't have gotten brilliant responses like this. After explaining to this cop what the law said and what the Constitution said, the cop said, quote,
I don't care what the laws or Supreme Court say. We are not going to have people running around wearing guns with women and children everywhere. I don't care what the laws or the Supreme Court say. We are not going to have people running around wearing guns with women and children everywhere.
Well, good to see that guy's protecting our rights.
At least he's unusually honest. I mean, in the case of going into court, we were actually over in Tampa over the weekend, man, which, and we watched Aaron mm-hmm. Russo's new film from America, From Freedom to Fascism.
It was great.
Which was quite good. So be looking for that. Hopefully it'll be coming out at some point this year. But in that film, there were some quotes from some judges that were pretty astounding. Just judges just blatantly saying that it doesn't matter to them what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what the law is. These people just have no respect for the law that they claim to uphold, for the law that they claim to enforce, that they claim to be a part of. They don't care what it says. If it doesn't fit what they want to do, they just throw it out the window.
You're right. You know, whatever they want to do.
Then this guy goes ahead.
In most cases, what they want to do fits the law. Because the politicians like to work together, and, you know, we have a country of laws and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah. But there's certainly times that it just goes to prove they do what they want.
And it doesn't matter how low or high level they are. It doesn't matter if it's just the cops in your local town or the president of the United States. They do whatever it is they want, and then afterwards, they'll either claim that it was lawful or they'll just claim they have the authority to override the law.
Well, you know, and this is also exemplified in
the women and children exemption.
the police selectively enforcing marijuana laws. Sometimes they'll take somebody to jail for possessing marijuana. Sometimes they'll just
cut them a break,
toss it down the sewer. You know, what? You know, just selectively enforcing.
Yeah, he was fingerprinted, by the way, photographed and released on a $200 bond. All of this for a misdemeanor and a $200 bond. I am still trying to retrieve my gun as of this date. District attorney obtained the charge of the arrest, obtained a copy of the arrest report. After reading it, the district attorney dismissed the charge. He knew he didn't have anything. He looked at it and said, wait a minute, you were open carrying? Well, you're fine. I'm throwing this out. According to his assistant, Mr. Falterman has read the report and considers it complete BS. That's according to the district attorney's office, saying that the cops, it's complete BS. A local reporter contacted Chief of Police Bill Landy concerning my arrest. According to the reporter, the chief stated, quote, we have a policy of arresting anyone carrying a gun without a permit. We don't care what the district attorney says or does. I attempted to retrieve my gun, only to find out the Gonzales Police Department has a policy of sending all seized weapons to the state police crime lab for ballistics testing. So, he doesn't have his gun back yet.
Yeah, and, you know, whatever this ballistics testing is, I hope it's not like when you have to test an animal for rabies.
How long does it take? How long does this testing take? Who's to guarantee it's going to even come back?
Right.
I mean, you know, they're hoping that he's just going to not call them again. And if he does call them, they might just say, oh, we're sorry, we're still testing your gun. There's some ballistics. We have to check some more ballistics.
There's got
to
be some ballistics to check.
What does that mean? I mean, I'm not a gun expert. I fired a few in my time.
Well, what I believe that they do is they shoot them and see if the patterns that they get off of the bullet or the match anything and any unsolved crimes.
Yeah, because you can't identify what gun a bullet came from. If you've got two bullets that came from the same gun, you can match them up as having come from that weapon.
The same model of gun, but
the same physical firearm.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't leave different signatures depending on
It depends. Maybe one, the barrel wasn't milled the same way as another.
I see.
Small
differences.
Yeah, they're very small differences, but yes, you can identify what physical gun a bullet came from.
So the blogger in this case that's reporting this story lists the Gonzales police chief's name, lists his email address, as though it's going to do anything. As though people calling the cops and complaining about this would have any effect. If you were to pick up the phone and call the Gonzales Police Department and say, I'm really angry about what you did to Mr. Machiafava a few weeks ago, and I wanted to register a formal complaint, they'd say, okay, well, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do you live? Okay. And your phone number, sir. Thank you. We'll file that complaint right away. That's all that's going to happen.
Right. You know, this isn't complaining with a store that might lose your business.
These people have your business if they want it.
They have your property taxes, whether they perform or not.
If you have a gun, they're going to arrest you, and they don't care that the district attorney's going to drop the charges. They just want to harass you and kill an entire day of your life. More coming up. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything that's on your mind goes. If you make the call, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map there. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to it with the over 800 of our listeners that are already plotted on the map. It's around the world. You can see who's listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the phone, to the amplifier-only line, to William in Tennessee. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, this guy could have a whole new gun collection.
Wait, okay, you're talking about the guy who was arrested for an open carry in Louisiana,
yes,
where open carry is totally legal. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I can't he sue them for unlawful arrest?
Well,
I mean, that's a violation of his civil rights,
isn't it? It truly is, and he can sue them, but if suing the government is the longest, most arduous process. I mean, it just stinks.
What are you going to get out of it? What could you get? What would you get from an unlawful arrest, I mean, as far as an award is concerned? An apology?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, but...
He could get a few grand, yeah. But, I mean, it's not like suing McDonald's.
He would have to take
McDonald's.
We have to find somebody to pick it up pro bono. I mean, it's not like the guy probably has to fund some amount of legal battle.
I wish I could say that... I wish I could say that I thought that would be an option for him, but from my limited experience in dealing with a situation similar to this, I had a friend who was pulled over at 2 in the morning. The cops brought out the dogs. They tore up his car. They scratched his paint job. The cops themselves tore the carpet up from the floors.
they really just did a job, did a real number on his vehicle. And, of course, they found nothing. Afterwards, he called the cops, and he called and spoke to some lieutenant and registered a complaint, and the lieutenant said they would investigate it. And then he went around town and looked for lawyers that would actually take this case, would actually take the case of, you know, somehow going after the cops for wasting his time or tearing up his vehicle, doing damage to his property, that sort of thing. No lawyer wanted to take the case. Why that is?
I believe that.
Well, yeah, the reason I believe that is because the lawyers are afraid of the cops. The lawyers don't want any sort of retaliation on the cops' part. They know how bad the cops are. They know the cops are dirty. And they know that the cops are likely to come by and firebomb their house or something like that. I'm being a little extreme, but the lawyers don't know what to expect as a result of taking out the police.
The cops have powers unlike anyone else. I mean, they put handcuffs on this guy, threw him in the back of the car, and drug him down to the station.
Because
they can.
Even though they knew they was going to
get thrown out. If you and I put handcuffs on a cop, you know, had guns at our hips, threw him in the back of our car, and took him down some building.
That's kidnapping.
It's kidnapping.
So, I mean, good luck.
Absolutely.
I mean, William, I say good luck with that lawsuit, but I don't think you're going to find a lawyer to take it.
I mean, I have a disorderly conduct charge pending against me in the state of Arkansas because I was a rear-end to a police officer.
Well,
and I can't find anybody to defend me on that charge.
You rear-ended a cop?
No, he was rear-end.
I didn't want to just say the a-hole word.
Oh, I see. You said that to a cop, and they arrested you?
No, I actually said the F word to a police officer, not to the police officer, but in conversation with the police officer, and was cited for disorderly conduct.
So that you were cited, is that a ticket that they gave?
That is a ticket, but a citation in lieu of arrest. I still have a court appearance next week in Arkansas.
Hmm.
So if you go to court, what is the possibility that for your punishment here? What are you facing?
$1,000 fine and 30 days in jail.
For saying the F word to a cop?
Disorderly conduct. That's a catch-all deal.
That's outrageous.
That does sound outrageous to me, too.
What are you going
to
do?
I've already pled not guilty in my hearing.
That's good.
And if I can't find a police officer, I'm going to,
an attorney,
against all advice, represent myself.
Wow.
Well, what else would you do?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're facing some serious punishment there. I'm interested in following your case, William. Will you keep us up to date?
Oh, absolutely. I'll call back next week and let you know how it went if I'm not in jail.
30 days? Was it 30 days? You said you could be spending in jail.
Well, that is the Class D misdemeanor maximum incarceration in the state of Arkansas.
Is there a possibility that they could just give you probation or something like that? I mean, what's the low end?
Probation, community service, anything else. But it's 5 hours away from me in Arkansas that I would have to serve any amount of time or community service.
Because that's where you were? You were in Arkansas at the time and you don't live there?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole issue arose because I refused to give a police officer my identification.
Really?
Hmm.
And then you said, was it the refusal of the ID or the F word that got you the ticket?
No, the refusal. He threatened to arrest me if I did not show him the ID.
Right.
And I actually had a passenger, another passenger in the car with me. Is a police officer in Memphis, and he suggested that if I didn't want to go to jail tonight, that I gave him my ID. So after a 15-minute process, I let the police officer see my identification.
You made him wait 15 minutes?
They went back to the car, came back, wondered what they do. They don't have any. If you're just a passenger in a car and you're not suspected of being of committing a felony in the state of Arkansas, you don't have to identify yourself to a police officer.
Now, wait, didn't the Supreme Court say that you have to identify yourself to the cops now? Or maybe that means
that's
just
my understanding.
Verbally. Maybe they just mean verbally. Maybe they don't mean without
verbally. Identity. Yeah. He wanted to run me warrants or whatever.
And so then you dropped the F-bomb at some point, and he just got outraged and gave you a ticket, huh?
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call, William. We really appreciate hearing from you. Keep us up to date on that case. That's outrageous. 800-259-9231. Alexander's going to take control of the airwaves momentarily. Might be able to slip your call in. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Today, on President's Day, we celebrate Abraham Lincoln. Now, Mr. Lincoln's not only a terrific leader, he's a great tire man, too. When I come back, I'll tell you what I mean, and we'll put Abe to the test.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Mr. Lincoln, your contributions aren't history. Our freedom still depends on you. Yes, our road freedom rests on well-treaded tires, and that's where Abe comes in. To check the tread of your tires, hold a penny and pinch Abe's body between your thumb and forefinger. Put his head into the grooves of the most worn tread. If any part of Abe's head disappears into the tread, your tires pass the test. But if you can see above his head, get ready to spend some George Washingtons for new tires. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we have lots of stuff, and we give it all away. The Bulletin Board System, Shrine of Female Listeners, Archives, and more. It's all on the house. If you like the fact that we do give everything away on our website, well, consider voluntarily supporting the show via the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. You learn about, for instance, we just had William on the line. He was on the amplifier-only line. So he gets special access to a special phone line. Also, amplifiers get access to classic archives of the show from way back in the day, as well as some other cool perks. Plus, everybody's going to benefit from the AMP program long term, because when we reach our goal, we will reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. There's also some more perks and some more neat things involved, and we just don't have time to talk about it all. So you can learn about it yourself at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. What's on your mind, sir?
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, now, I believe in the totally free society like you, Ian.
Yeah.
But this question is towards Manwich, primarily. I want to know, how would a government, or your government, I mean, the minimized government, actually deal with collateral damage? Because I believe in a totally free society, there would be lots of suing going on and all that kind of stuff when people get killed when they shouldn't have been killed. So I'd like to know, if there is a terrorist in a certain building and the government seems to bomb it, and there were like one or two innocent civilians in that building or whatever number that is, how would the government in your world deal with that?
Now, the terrorists are in a building, and they have hostages kind of situation, or there's innocent people in the building, and the government would come...
bomb the building.
How would the government deal with collateral damage? I see what you're saying.
Right.
You know, I hadn't really thought about it, and people die in wars. I would hope that those people were insured.
Well, now, wait. Now, Manwich, to be fair to Manwich, you don't really support a military adventurist government at all. You support a small government.
It sounds to me like we're talking about a military inside the United States, and I wouldn't be against militias and that kind of thing, you know, state-sponsored militias inside. They're constitutional, even if they're... I don't think that the founding fathers imagined that there would be a giant bureaucracy. They would just be men with guns from a particular state. But certainly the bureaucracies popped up during the Revolutionary War. States wouldn't allow their militia to go fight with the Continental Army. They wanted them to stay in their states. So
you're saying that this you're saying this would happen within the country, correct?
Within the country, yes.
That's what my thought process was, too. I would have to say, you know, people die. At that point, it would be sort of like dealing with the cops. It's not a lot of, you know, you don't get a lot of restitution from the police, and you probably wouldn't get a lot of restitution from that government either.
So insurance policies would be the answer there.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I think a totally free society would do much better on that issue, I think. Because it would have to make defense agencies be much more precise in what they do.
Alexander, I'm not against a totally free society. I'm just for proposing to people that we get a great deal of freedom by returning to the Constitution. And then once we've returned to the Constitution...
Then we can talk about the other things.
Then I'm willing to discuss things like...
Alexander, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Poor Torgo. He's been sick tonight, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, awful.
All right, so tomorrow night we will return and talk to you at the same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com. We want you to join us there. And, of course, we want you to join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover.